From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama meets this afternoon with intelligence and security officials to discuss the government's response to an attempted terrorist attack on a Northwest Airlines jet Christmas Day. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Mr. Obama will hear the latest on the investigation of the bungled bombing from the FBI director, and he'll hear from the Attorney General about the criminal prosecution of the case. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano will report on steps being taken to beef up airport security, and all the major intelligence agencies will talk about how they missed the warning signs that such an attack was being planned. Mr. Obama has blamed a systemic failure for allowing a suspected bomber to board the airplane with potentially deadly explosives. He's promised to fix the system and says failures by intelligence agencies to share the information they have will not be tolerated. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The top NATO intelligence officer has sharply criticized the work of U.S. intelligence agencies in Afghanistan. Major General Michael Flynn calls agencies ignorant and out of touch. His comments appear in a report from a think tank, the Center for New American Security. Flynn's report was filed before a bomber killed seven CIA employees at a military base in Afghanistan on December 30th. News agencies report the bomber was a double agent thought by the U.S. and Jordan to be willing to lead Western forces to al-Qaeda leaders, but in fact a known promoter of Islamic Jihad and an impassioned foe of the U.S. The National Weather Service predicts much lower than normal temperatures will continue for several more days in the eastern half of the U.S. From St. Louis Public Radio, Matt Sepik reports.
Forecasters say the bone-chilling cold will last at least through this week across much of the country. Here in St. Louis, temperatures have not dropped below zero since 1999, but the National Weather Service says that could happen later this week as another blast of cold air moves in from the north. Snow and ice have not been a problem here yet, but that's not the case in the northeast. Burlington, Vermont got 33 inches of snow over the weekend, breaking a 40-year-old record. Even the southeast is feeling the cold. Charleston, South Carolina is expecting sub-freezing nighttime lows all week. And in Florida, temperatures have dipped into the 20s. Farmers there are scrambling to save fruit crops from the hard freeze. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.
At a time when many Americans are having trouble finding a job, a new survey finds fewer than half of Americans who are employed are satisfied with their jobs. The Conference Board says 45% of the Americans it surveyed are satisfied with their work, but worker dissatisfaction has been on the rise for more than two decades in the U.S. Stocks are down on Wall Street in early trading. Stocks closed up in Asia today. This is NPR News. Iceland's president has blocked the repayment of billions of dollars lost by British and Dutch depositors during the credit crunch. Larry Miller has this report from London.
After the Icelandic parliament voted in December to make good $5 billion in losses suffered by British and Dutch depositors in Iceland's banks, the public outcry was so strong the country's president says the question will go to a referendum. Yesterday, he received a petition against the payback signed by a quarter of the country's population. They don't feel they should pay for the bank's mistakes. The refund equates to $17,000 per Icelandic citizen, and the country needs to borrow the money. Iceland's Landsbanki attracted foreign investors by offering high interest rates, but the bank collapsed during the financial crisis of 2008. At the time, Britain controversially froze Iceland's UK assets, using legislation designed for terrorism and organized crime. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Factory orders in the U.S. posted a surprisingly large gain in November with increasing demand in several industries. The Commerce Department has just reported that orders rose by more than 1%, and that's far better than the half percentage point increase that most economists had forecast. Nestle says it wants to buy the U.S. food company Kraft's North American frozen pizza business. The brands include DiGiorno, Tombstone, and California Pizza Kitchen. Nestle already owns frozen food brands familiar to U.S. and Canadian consumers. They include Stouffer's, Lean Cuisine, and Buitoni. Automakers are reporting December sales in the depressed U.S. market today. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.